USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 20-year U.S. military mission in Afghanistan is over. U.S. CENTCOM Commander Kenneth McKenzie announcing the final withdrawal of U.S. troops during a video conference briefing from Kabul. Over 123,000 Americans and Afghan allies were evacuated during an 18-day period, but as far as those who were unable to make it out of the airport before the deadline, McKenzie says,
the military phase of this operation has ended. The diplomatic sequel to that will now begin. Our Department of State is going to work very hard to allow any American citizens that are left, and we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds.
Catastrophic damage from Hurricane Ida is standing in the way of evacuees in southeast Louisiana returning to their homes. Over 2 million people in Louisiana are still without power. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
North Korea appears to have restarted its nuclear reactor.
The International Atomic Energy Agency is reporting evidence has emerged that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium in a development called Deeply Troubling. The reactor in question is located in the city of Yongbyon, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Pyongyang. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Several people are under arrest in New Orleans on looting accusations.
This would not be tolerated. We have made those arrests. This is a state felony, and we will be booking you accordingly.
Police Chief Sean Ferguson did not release information on the arrests, only saying it's horrific for anyone to take advantage of the less fortunate after Hurricane Ida. Ferguson adding police are implementing anti-looting measures. Close to 2 million people in New Orleans are without power. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Toppled trees are making life tough for emergency crews in southeast Louisiana, which are assessing damage from Hurricane Ida. This as emergency crews begin to try to help people recover from the storm. Team Rubicon co-founder Jake Wood joins Fox News to talk about the recovery effort that they are leading on the Gulf Coast.
Our teams have been embedded with emergency operations centers across Louisiana and Mississippi. Obviously, we're going to be out there side by side with local authorities determining what we can do to assist their efforts as the primary focus right now is going to be life safety, ensuring those people who need to be rescued, who need to be treated with any injuries, get that treatment as safely and expeditiously as possible.
As far as some of the challenges that they face?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge in any situation like this is always going to be communication and coordination. So that's why, you know, we have our teams embedded in these emergency operations centers, making sure that, you know, the left hand knows what the right is doing at all times. You know, very similar to the experience that we have in the military, you often find yourself in this you know, veritable fog of war where the chaos and uncertainty, the ambiguity of everything that's happening on the ground will complicate efforts for further. But, you know, fortunately, you know, the state of Louisiana is well prepared for these hurricanes. And we know that they have the highest level of professionalism in their emergency services, and obviously we look forward to continue to work with them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.